Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live from our six satellite studios with this, our 62nd broadcast. Once again, we are coming to you from Jacksonville, Florida, West Palm Beach, Florida, Delray Beach, Florida, The Villages, Florida, Grand Junction, Colorado, and Roaring Gap, North Carolina. Your hosts for tonight's broadcast are Margaret Bars, Neil Holland, Bill Joseph in Grand Junction, Jan Boscae from Delray Beach, Florida, Steve Thompson in Roaring Gap, North Carolina, Chuck Albright in The Villages, that's in Ocala, and me, Jim Hart, in West Palm Beach, Florida. In this week's show, your host will bring you a skit that actually involves one of our hosts, flying captain on the Boeing 747 charter from Miami to Providence, Rhode Island. This was not just any charter. It was the most prized annual charter contract for Eastern Airlines. The year is 1985. If you have listened to our past shows, you know that we can be reached online during our live broadcast. Our numbers, once again, are 213-816-1611 or toll-free at 877-572-1861. Let me repeat those numbers. They are 213-816-1611 or toll-free at 877-572-1861. Remember, when calling the show, make sure you press the number one button on your telephone if you wish to connect live with our show.
Eastern Captain Neil Holland plans the day at his lake house on beautiful Lake Lanier, just north of Atlanta, with his two kids and their friends, when the telephone rings. He wonders if he should pick up the receiver and take a chance it might be Atlanta crew scheduling. But then it could be his business partner. He answers the call.
Hello, who's calling?
Hello, Captain. This is Jim Jordan, Atlanta Crew Skid. Hope I didn't disturb your lunch. I got a charter I wonder if you would like to cover. Have a couple of other guys up next for the draft, but no one seems to be home. Thought I would see if you were available. They would knock you off the next trip, but you get paid for the line for flying guaranteed.
Well, Jim, I was about to walk out the door for a weekend with the kids on the lake. What do you got?
Well, it's a deadhead the evening to Miami, check in at the airport Marriott, and originate a charter the next day at 1 p.m. to Providence, and ferry the aircraft back to Atlanta.
Well, that doesn't sound too bad. What's the charter group?
It's the Miami Hurricanes football team with their season opener away from Miami against Boston College.
Well, let's see. You know, I've been following the weather on the TV, and it seems I recall a system out in the Caribbean moving toward the East Coast. You guys, I'm sure, looked at that. Last I saw it was a Category 1 hurricane. Seems they ought to be thinking of canceling their game.
Well, I just need to get you checked in for the trip. When you get to Miami, it's your call from there. Oh, your co-pilot is Charlie Plick. I've already checked him for the flight.
Okay, Jim. Might as well go ahead and show me checked also. Hey, how about transferring me over to the flight attendant's crew skid? Can you do that?
Yeah, okay, Captain. Have a good trip. I'm putting you on hold.
This is Woody. May I help you?
Hi, Woody. This is Captain Neil Holland. Who do you show on Flight 62 as far as the back-end crew?
Let me see. Captain, you've got Senior Flight Attendant Margaret Bars, Jane Balansky, Luann Wiggins, Eric Othello, Diane Murphy. Think you can deal with them? They're dead and heading with you and your first officer and staying at the Airport Marriott for the charter the next day.
Captain Holland smiles at the names that will be working the charter flight and prepares for the deadhead out in a few short hours. It's always fun to deadhead. It's like working, but being able to relax, usually in first class. Take a snooze, catch up on reading, watch a movie on aircraft having them available. Just kind of being a passenger but getting paid for it. Some crew members prefer to go incognito by wearing a suit or sports jacket for men, or dress or slacks and blouse for the ladies. Deadheading can be at the beginning of the trip segment or the end, or even in the middle of the line of flying. The deadheading crew listen to the senior flight attendant go through her briefing as they approach Miami International Airport.
Ladies and gentlemen, as we start our descent into Miami, make sure your seat backs and tray tables are in their full upright position. Make sure your seat belt is securely fastened and all carry-on luggage needs to be stowed underneath the seat in front of you or in the overhead bins. Please turn off all electronic devices until we're safely parked at the gate. Thank you.
Well, Steve, Charlie Ruther, it looks like the hurricane is going to miss South Florida. I wonder where it is now. I'm going to operations before going over to the Marriott. You guys go ahead. You might want to go ahead and get your rooms. We've got lots of time for dinner tonight. If you and the cabin crew want to have dinner together, then let's meet downstairs. I'll meet you in the lounge around, let's say, about 7 p.m.? Is that okay?
Hey, Neil, that sounds good to me. I'll save you a place at the bar. How about that?
Good.
The captain goes into Miami Flight Operations and to the weather desk to check out the disturbance that has developed from a tropical storm into a hurricane named Gloria. According to the weather charts, Gloria is situated off the coast of Jacksonville and moving northeast along the eastern coastline. The captain now goes over to Miami Dispatch and talks with the dispatcher, who will be working the charter flight the next day. Let's take a commercial break at this segment. It's brought to you by...
Another busy day. This day, 200,000 Americans will fly. One out of every six on Eastern. Eastern will service over 80% of America's industrial area and the capital cities of Canada, the United States, Mexico, Bermuda, and Puerto Rico. On this day, on any day, we will carry more people than all but one of the world's airlines. Eastern, an airline with a big day's work to do.
Hi, Jim. Will you be working my dispatch for the charter flight tomorrow with the Miami Hurricanes?
Yes, sir. I'm sure you're a man. Have you checked the weather, hurricane position? We thought it might hit us for a while, and then it turned more northerly and was about 250 miles east of us. Thank God.
Yeah, the way I see it now is that we probably won't get out on schedule tomorrow at 9 a.m., like everyone expects, and that is if it continues on its present course. I'm not about to take the hurricanes into a hurricane, even if her name is Gloria. I'm guessing it's going to be about a 5-hour delay, departure delay on account of weather. I'll give you a call from the Marriott around 8 tomorrow morning after I check the weather to see what's happening overnight.
Well, the new head coach, Jimmy Johnson of the Canes, is not going to be happy if we do have to have a delay on the trip. He's pretty hot-headed when it comes to giving his team a chance to do a workout soon after they arrive. Have you ever worked a Miami Hurricane charter, Captain?
No, but Jimmy Johnson is not the captain of this charter, and this charter will depart when it's safe to go.
Well, you know, over the years, Eastern has such a great relationship with the University of Miami. They would scrub a scheduled revenue trip at the gate, fully loaded, if they could get an aircraft for their charters. They're totally dedicated to Miami Hurricanes and would bend to their every request. Usually the first class is sold out long in advance to go to, and they want to go with the team to the games. Those who can afford $10,000 per seat class, the team, the coach occupy the rest of the aircraft. They have to wait in line, waiting to pay the big bucks so they can sit with the team. You'll have the president of the University of Miami, the president of Burger King, and a few other notables from Miami along with you tomorrow.
Well, let's hope that Gloria turns and heads east to the open waters and leaves New England alone. For me, I'm headed to the Marriott, where a cool one has my name, I'm sure, all over it. And then we'll have dinner with my crew. I'll talk with you tomorrow. Is that okay? We'll see you later.
Okay. The captain is motioned over by senior flight attendant Margaret Bars to join the rest of the crew seated near the piano bar. The pianist is trying to play an old Eastern song. Let's join them.
Very good, Peter. Folks, let me introduce you to my favorite pianist who has played for queens and kings around the world. Folks, this is Peter Norwalk. I met Peter at the top of the Marriott a few trips back. We've become good friends, and I never tire of listening to his piano magic.
Hello, Captain. Good to see you again. Welcome to my little corner of the Marriott lobby. And as a captain of suggestion, I usually can be found around 7 p.m. at the top of the Marriott. If you would care to join me this evening, please be my guest. Dinner is also served there.
Jan?
Yes?
I think Peters probably wants you to request any songs that you might want to hear.
Oh, great. In that case, how about Moon Over Miami? I just love that song. And it would be appropriate because we all are in Miami. Oh, and so nice to meet Peter. I'm Jan Butchkai, flight attendant on the Miami Hurricane charter tomorrow with all the others.
Well, Jan, this is just for you.
Well, hello there, Peter. My name is Lou Ann Wiggins, and I have some requests as well. In fact, I have two, but first of all, I'd like to know, are you by chance single? I mean, I would love for that to be the case. But I do have two requests. I want Oh, Pretty Woman, you know, that is my theme song. And, of course, My Old Kentucky Home.
Well, let's see. First, I'm married. And how does this sound? Captain excuses himself to move closer to the TV in the lobby, now showing a meteorologist discussing the track of Hurricane Gloria and the forecast for its upcoming movement over the open water of the Atlantic Ocean.
This is the Miami Hurricane Advisory Center with the latest update on Hurricane Gloria. The storm is now located at 31 degrees 22 minutes north latitude and 75 degrees 50 minutes west longitude, or about 350 miles east of Savannah, Georgia. If Gloria continues on her present track, it should make landfall near Nantucket, Boston area on Saturday around 5 p.m. Hurricane winds near the core are 125 miles per hour, making it a Category 3 hurricane. Our next update will be given when new information is available.
Well, you folks might get a few extra hours of sleep tomorrow.
Oh, heck, I was looking forward to assisting the Hurricane Hunter aircraft in flying into the eye of the storm. I'm sure that the flight attendants would like to see what the Boeing 757 could do in a little turbulence.
Oh, sure, Charlie. That's easy for you to say that here on the ground. I bet you it would be a lot different song if you weren't you were singing in that. Thanks, Captain. Now I can get an extra 2 hours of beauty sleep.
Don't thank me, Luann. I'm a very colorful person when it comes to severe weather. All yellow. And Margaret, I'll give you a call in the morning after I check the weather and talk with dispatch. My thinking right now is that it will probably be around 5 p.m., like I said earlier, tomorrow when we depart. I'd sure hate for you guys to have over 100 burp bags full. Anyone can caring to follow Peter up to the top of the Marriott and have dinner with me? Let's go.
The captain reaches for the alarm clock and at nearly the same time reaches for the phone on the nightstand. He calls Miami Dispatch's direct number and speaks with Jim.
Hi, Jim. This is Captain for the University of Miami's charter. For planning purposes, where's the hurricane now?
I just got a briefing from our weather specialist, and they indicated it's a beam Washington-Baltimore area, and moving at 25 miles per hour, and still tracking towards a landfall near Nantucket. That would be right on your course.
Okay, made a decision. Let's push our departure back to 5 p.m. and take another look before we leave the hotel. You'd better advise the coach and his associates about this, which I'm sure they will understand the delay.
Yes, we've already called their athletic director and told him there would probably be a delay. Sure hope it doesn't hurt Eastern's relations with the team.
Well, that's the least of my concerns when it comes to my crew and passengers' safety. I'll check back with you, let's say, after lunch.
As it was 3,000 years ago, it is today. A land of artists reaching beyond to an ideal. Mexico. One of the places that makes Eastern Airlines what it is. The second largest passenger carrier of all the airlines in the free world. The wings of man.
Several of the crew members are in the hotel's restaurant having breakfast, discussing the latest news about Gloria.
Thanks, Margaret, for alerting your crew of our delay until 5 p.m. today. I'll check again with the company at noon and call you if there's going to be any change, or I see there's any change.
Okay, Captain. You know, I hope we wait until there's no longer a chance of Gloria being in our way, whether it be en route or on the ground in Providence. Sure would hate to be in the air with over 100 barf bags going off. Oh, to be sure, please thank Peter next time you see him for that beautiful music he played on the Steinway last night at the top of the Marriott. What great ambiance the restaurant at the top displayed. It was truly a lovely evening. And by the way, did you hear this? Luann, believe it or not, has a date with Peter the next time she has a layover in Miami. Can you figure that out?
Good for Luann. Peter has international fame as a pianist, and as I said before, he's played before the Queen of England and royalty of other countries. Great guy.
The captain has checked with weather and dispatch, and it has now been decided that the flight will originate at 5 p.m., as the captain had thought earlier. The captain is relaxing in his room at the Marriott, watching the local news, when the sports anchor goes to a field reporter interviewing Coach Johnson.
Here, Coach, this is Jim. My television audience is wondering, do you think you'll have enough time to practice before tomorrow's game with Boston College after you land in Providence?
As you know, BC is about 30 miles from the airport. Since the captain has delayed our charter for nearly 8 hours, it will probably be much too late to do any workout before tomorrow's game. Don't understand why the long of a flight delay. Our delay will certainly be to the advantage of Boston College in tomorrow's outcome. I don't know whose decision it was to take so long of a delay, but I will certainly find out.
Well, you idiot, you will get the answer to that question as soon as you board. I'll address the announcement to you directly, Coach. We've got the Hurricanes on board, but we're sure not going to get them hyped for their game tomorrow by flying through another hurricane along the way. Well, I'd better give Margaret a call about now. Hey, front desk, this is room 801. Can you connect me with Margaret Bars? I don't have her room number, but she's a senior flight attendant for an Eastern flight today, and this is a captain of the flight. See if you can connect me.
Yes, Captain. Just a moment. Hello? Hello?
Margaret, this is Captain. This is Neil. I just want to let you know we are departing at 5 p.m., so we can meet in the lobby for a ride to the terminal. Let's make it around 3:30. You have all your gang down. Can you notify the rest of your crew?
You bet. By the way, I just got a call from Crew Sketch advising me of the departure time. I think they're notifying the rest of the crew, but I'll call them to be sure. So I'll see you down in the lobby around 3:30.
The crew has boarded their Boeing 757 charter flight. The flight crew has checked the weather, flight plan, fuel, and aircraft, and programmed the flight computer for their route of flight. The clearance to Providence has been received from Miami Clearance Delivery, and Margaret awaits the agent with the flight papers before closing the main passenger boarding door.
Wow. Guys, these people are huge. I've heard of a few of their names. Vinny Testaverde, Michael Irvin, Ray Lewis, and Jimmy Johnson. The coach is sitting in the back. He seems to be angry about the late departure. I wonder if you can make an announcement about the reason we are late.
Sure, Jan. I'll talk to them when we are in the air. The storm hasn't cleared the Providence area entirely, but it should be well past the airport before we arrive. They're getting lots of rain and isolated thunderstorms in the area right now. I believe they will appreciate our decision to delay the flight. Jan, ask Margaret to come up when she has a chance.
Sure, Captain. Do you guys want something to drink? They catered some great meals for the passengers, and we should have some extras for you.
Well, Jan, I'll take a steak if there's an extra one, but right now, how about just a can of soda water on the rocks?
Steve, I see down there signaling on the headset we're clear to start. Go ahead and start engine number two.
You wanted to see me, Captain? You wanted to speak to me? All the doors are closed, and here are your papers.
Margaret, we're expecting the first half of our flight to be smooth, but I can't guarantee the second half, so you'd better start your service as soon as we get to cruise altitude. During your cabin brief, you might want to tell them to stay seated for their meal service, and I'll be coming on to tell them what we anticipate.
Eastern Charter Flight 62 is approaching a weather band from the remnants of Hurricane Gloria. They're approximately 200 miles from Providence at an altitude of 39,000 feet. The captain picks up the PA to talk with the team and dignitaries.
Folks, we're about 150 miles from the Providence Airport and about to start our descent. The weather radar that we see right now shows some rain showers at the airport and will probably be in the area when we arrive. The eye of the Hurricane Gloria is now passing north of the Boston area, and it looks like she will be heading up over Newfoundland and then out to sea. The timing of our arrival was a good plan by Eastern's dispatcher, weather specialist, and, of course, your crew had a part in the decision to delay the flight, and we're glad we did. We may have some choppy conditions during our approach and landing, so make sure you have your seatbelt secured at this time. Your flight attendants will be coming through the cabin this time and checking. Thank you for flying with us today, and may you have a great game tomorrow. Go Canes!
Miss, please tell the captain, we all appreciate getting us to the game safely, and his decision was a right one.
Yes, Coach Johnson, I will relay your message. That's why Eastern pilots are the very best in the business. We all trust them with our lives.
Meanwhile, back on the flight deck, First Officer Charlie Plitt goes through the before landing checklist.
Well, let's see. We've done a descent in range, so before landing final, the no smoking is on. We got the gear down and three green lights. Auto brakes are armed, and the ground spoilers are armed. And the flaps will be coming to 20 degrees when you need them, Neil. Sure looks nasty down there. I'm seeing the airport through the brakes in the overcast. If you don't mind, Neil, I'm going to turn the cockpit white lights on because we've got lightning all around here.
Good idea, Charlie. I'm on the gauges. You stay focused outside. We've been clear to land, right? I'm going to carry VREF plus 20 plus 10 for the gusty conditions we've got now. It might calm down closer to the ground. Also, when I put it down on the surface, make sure we get the green reverser light. Put the wipers on low and stand by on the rain repellent if we need it.
Okay. The tower is clear to land. I'm getting the runway approach lights now through the breaks in the clouds. Okay, we're below the overcast, and it looks like a lot of rain. I'm going to go ahead and give you a shot of rain repellent. Okay, 100 feet, 50 feet, 30, 20, 10. Well, we're on and have two reverser lights, and that was a great landing, Neil.
What the heck? Where did the runway lights go? All of a sudden we had runway lights failure? Tell the tower we've lost the runway lights on runway, I guess it's 5. I'll leave the landing lights on a little longer. Go ahead and give them a shout and find out what's going on here.
Providence Tower, Eastern 62. We're out here in the dark. Looks like you've lost your taxi lights, too.
Eastern
Providence. That's right. Just as you landed, we got a lightning strike, and it looks like it's taken out all the lights on the field. We have emergency standpipe power, but it looks like it's out, too. Stay with me on this frequency, as there are no other aircraft landing under these conditions. You'll have to work your way in with your own light source, and I suggest you be careful. We see you through the heavy rain, and we'll keep a watch of your progress. Our ramp at the terminal is pretty much yours, as flights were canceled outbound and inbound all day today.
Charlie, tell the folks in the cabin that we're going to be a little bit slow getting to the terminal as the lightning took out the runway and taxiway lights. Before you do, how about getting out the airport layout page and your approach plates and put it under my clipboard? Find out where the heck the terminal is from here.
Yeah, I got you covered with the airport diagram, Neil. I'll talk to the team and our guest. Ladies and gentlemen, to our special hurricane guest, welcome to Providence. This is first officer Charlie Plett. We kind of expected a little choppy air on our approach, but we didn't anticipate the lightning would take out the runway and taxi lights right after we touched down. Now, we got great wingtip lights and aircraft taxi lights, but we'll be a little bit extra slow getting to the terminal. Now, you can tell your friends the hurricanes came through the Hurricane Gloria just fine. This is the way it's going to be tomorrow, we feel certain. Now I'll turn you over to our flight attendants for the rest of the story.
Eastern Charter Flight 62 completes the flight, and the crew receives compliments in the way it was flown and handled. The crew had an overnight layover in Providence, and instead of ferrying the flight back to Atlanta, flew the team back to Miami with a deadhead back to Atlanta. Eastern remained the Miami Hurricanes' favorite way to fly.
Now, tonight's show cast is as follows. Narrator, Bill Joseph. Captain, Neil Holland. First Atlanta crew sketch, Bud Hescott. Second Atlanta crew sketch, Chuck Albright. Flight attendant, Margaret Bars. Flight attendant, Jan Boskayi. Flight attendant, Luann, played by Margaret Bars. And First Officer Steve Thompson and Miami Dispatch, Chuck Albright. Also, the Miami Hurricane Center was played by Jan Boskayi. TV reporter, Jim Hart. Coach Johnson, Bud Hescock. Peter Norwick, Chuck Albright. And the PVD Tower, Bud Hescock.
It's a second now, you're caught in the sky. Can't you see the blue there? That's an eastern plane flying through the sky. Shouldn't that be you there?
You gotta believe.
Johnson went on to coach the Dallas Cowboys, winning his own Super Bowl championships in 1992 and 1993 back-to-back. Only five other coaches hold that distinction. The year 1985, the Hurricanes had a near-perfect record, only losing to Florida and Tennessee.
Yes, that's the way it was. Good skit, guys. I really enjoyed recalling those memories back in 1985 when it pretty much went the way we had it in our script there. Folks, I spoke with Mr. Hall, Mr. Floyd Hall, this week as he celebrated his 96th birthday, April 4th. Family and friends were visiting with him in the home he is living. It's called Merton's House. Mr. Paul Bosquet, a former neighbor of Mr. Hall and writer for the Vermont Leader newspaper, wrote an article about Floyd, and it's published on our website along with his biography on the Hall of Fame page. A great photo has been posted with the article. I think you'll really enjoy that.
And we're very excited, EAL listeners, because we have added the Guess Who webpage with EAL prizes going to the first person identifying the picture. So why don't you try your luck by going to that page on our website, and you may just be the winner of a set of very, very nice EAL cocktail water glasses. Now send your guest to Contact Us page on the website.
We've even offering a prize for our first callers to the radio show while we are on the air live each Monday. Our prizes are complimentary of an EAL radio show member who wishes to remain anonymous.
Also remember, there is still time this month for a happy birthday card sent to Mr. Floyd Hall. Send your card and well wishes to Mr. Hall at Merton's House, that's spelled M-E-R-T-E-N-S, House, 73 River Street, Woodstock, Vermont, 05091. Mr. Hall meant so much to so many Eastern people while he was president, and his legacy is still with us today in the thoughts and memories of those fortunate enough to have worked for the greatest airline ever, Eastern Airlines. Mr. Hall has told us that the highlight of his day is when he receives letters or cards from his Eastern family. Write or send a card today.
Chuck, are you there?
Yeah, I was waiting for Bill. Bill? The Orlando chapter has a picnic coming up May 5th, and the members and friends are invited to attend. It's at Downey Park on Dean Road and Colonial Drive in Pavilion 1. Coffee, donuts are served beginning at 10 a.m. Lunch begins at 1 p.m. Bring a casserole and $4 per person or $6 without. After Ely can be called at 407-677-0824 or Tom Bergo at 407-732-4725. And they'll be happy to take your reservations. I'll be there. Jan, I understand there's business meetings down in Miami.
Yes, Chuck. The EARA annual business luncheon meeting is May 9. Mark your calendars. It will be at 10 a.m. at the Elks Club, located at 10301 Southwest 72nd, that's 72 Street, Miami, Florida. The speaker is Jack Lopez. The price will be $10, and they're expecting a great menu. Call Corrine at 305-884-6132 by May 2nd for reservations. Margaret, I understand you have a group in your area of Florida that loves to have fun.
Yes, we do, Jan. The Lake City Lunch Bunch invites all Eastern folks and friends to their monthly meetings held at the Wandong Buffet on the first Saturday of each month. Now, the restaurant's located at 2469 West Highway 90, Lake City, Florida, 32055, if you want to put that into your GPS. They have a great turnout, and we're sure you'll be seeing some you haven't seen in many years. Now, it starts at 12 noon, but you might want to come a little early for the fellowship. Hey, Steve, what's on the grill up in New England way?
Well, we can't promise you 87 degrees like the temperature is today, but if chicken, hamburgers, hot dogs, Italian sausages cooking on the grill along with chips, salads, soft drinks, beer, and wine doesn't make your mouth water, then nothing will. Enjoy all this and more at the Boston Picnic Friday, July 6th from 10 a.m. until the lights are turned out. It's being held at Sanderson's Farm, 682 Post Road in Greenland, New Hampshire. And it's only $8 to cover all the costs, but please RSVP by July 1st by sending in your check to Chuck. Mail it to Chuck, 2 Dow Avenue, Atkinson, ATKINSON, New Hampshire, 03811. And if you need directions, call Ted at 603-964-8157. But the New Jersey folks have a meeting coming up real soon. What's that all about?
Well, Steve, if the folks in New Jersey want to get it on the fun Saturday, April 21st, just a few more days, the New Jersey chapter will be having their lunch meeting over the American Legion Hall located Oak Tree Avenue, South Plainville, New Jersey. Serving subs, salads, dessert, coffee, and soda. $10 covers it all. Give Jerry a call at this late date for reservations. His phone number is 732-985-7253. Let me say that again for you. 732-985-7253. We've got chapters all around the Eastern system, and you can find the nearest one to you by going to the EARA newspaper or our website at www.ealradioshow.com. Jim Hart, I know you don't like live way up there in automobile land, but tell us about the monthly event for our Eastern folks in Detroit.
Sure, Bud. They want to remind all the EARA Eastern folks from the Detroit area that every month on the second Saturday, they attend a breakfast at Jordan's Restaurant, located at 5845 Merriman at Van Born, Romulus, Michigan, 48175. For location directions, call Jim Glover at 734-482-1018 or Norma Doyle at 734-434-2159. And while I've got the microphone, don't forget that way back down south, you can always find friendly, like the Detroit Wayne crowd, by attending our luncheons in Palm Beach County, and that's on the third Thursday of each month, and it's at the Pegasus Restaurant, 301 North Dixie Highway in Lake Worth. And if anyone needs directions, just call me, Jim Hart, area code 561-795-4854. What do you have, Bill?
Well, what I have is a very old script, and you guys went and changed it on me, so I have to defer to Bud.
Okay. If you didn't catch the great article on EARA newspaper, you'll certainly want to get a copy and read the one by D. Kevin McNair. The title is Guinevere Dobson, one of the first blacks to fly the friendly skies for Eastern Airlines. That was 45 years ago. She states, I flew for 24 years and loved every minute of it. Yes, we have come a long way, as the article suggests, and it's good reading. and I myself know what she's talking about. We've got someone here. Let's see. Oh, they left. Well, I was going to ask someone out there. Okay, well, let's go on from here.
Well, we've got a great show for you.
We've got a great show next week, next Monday. And it's an actual experience that was encountered by one of our hosts. And not too much humor in what you will hear next Monday, but a lot of tension, and it's going to be something that you'll want to make sure that you tune in at 7 p.m., and that's on the 23rd. And I hear the music in the background. And, Jim, would you sign us out of here?
Well, that's our show for tonight, folks. Thanks to you, our listeners, and Radio Club members. We'll be back with you next week, same time and same station, www.ealradioshow.com. And like the old commercial for Dodge Automobiles, we've had a good time, too. Next week, we hope you'll once again fly Eastern Radio as we bring you more Eastern news, Eastern history, and talk with former Eastern employees and friends of Eastern. Be sure to tune in and call in at 7 p.m. when Flight 63 departs the gate. Please be on board with us. From all the gang here at our studio and remote locations, we all say good night, Eastern family.
Good night, everyone.
Family.
Good night, sleep tight, and pleasant dreams.